Okay, so we're doing the piece on Ashrei over here. Ashrei Yoshrei Veisecha. And he brings down, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe brings down the Gemara in Brachos, famous Gemara in Brachos, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Avina, Kol Omer Tehillel David B'chol Yoim Gimel Pa'amim. Whoever says Tehillel David, which we call Ashrei because we precede Tehillel David with the Pasuk of Ashrei. So anyone that says that paragraph three times a day, Muvtach lo shehu ben olam haba, he is assured that he is a ben olam haba, a person who will have olam haba, and that's why we say it three times a day. We say it once in Ashrei Pesukah Dezimra, we say it once in Pesukah Dezimra, once after Shemoneh Esrei, after Tachnun, before Uval Etzion, and then once by Mincha. So we're Baruch Hashem Bnei Olam Haba. That's the good news. Now the question is, what's the big ruckus about this paragraph that we should slow down when we're saying it? it's a big nisayon, this whole tefillah business, right? Because we've mentioned it in the past. I sometimes say things maybe a little bit sarcastically about our tendency to run through things. But at the end of the day, when you're saying things over and over, it becomes difficult not to slow down. It becomes difficult to actually think, especially when it's early in the morning, for those that daven early in the morning, or the middle of the day, right? So we're always on the move. I mean, life today is very, very fast paced. So in any case, that's part of why it's important to learn what we're saying, to learn about what we're saying, because even if on the level of his iris to slow down and actually think about what we can be getting out of the davening, that's really a well worth it limud. So the Gemara asks, my taima, what's the reason? What is the big deal about Tehillel David that if you say it three times a day, you are muvtach to be a ben olam haba? So Gemara says, "Ilei mishum da osib aleph beis." If the reason is because it follows the aleph beis, right? It starts from the beginning, aramimcha, and goes all the way through tav tehillel, right? Tehillas Hashem. So if it's because it goes through the whole aleph beis pasuk by pasuk, right? Each letter with the pasuk, that first we see from the Gemara here is a big deal. That's like, wow, that's a big deal. Why? We'll have to see. So if that's the reason, Neima Ashrei Smimei Dorech Da'ase B'tmanya Apin. So let's say Kapitel Kuf Yotes. I'm sure everyone's very happy that they chose Tehillel David over Kapitel Kuf Yotes, the longest parak in Tehillim. But there's actually a very big svara here, right? Over there, it's eight times. Every single letter has eight psukim to it. Now, I want to add to this. I think that it's more than just an amount. I think it maybe that it's more than just the amount. Okay, it's more times Malav Bey, so the more the merrier. It could be that it's specifically because it's eight times, because we know that the number eight represents, right, Maral, it's big you say, the number eight represents Me'al HaTeva, right? Olam Haza is represented by the number seven, and Olam Haba is represented by the number eight. So if the story is the Aleph Beis, if that is what's so chashev in Tehillel David, well, you know something? It would make so much more sense to say the Aleph Beis eight times, which really would relate to Olam Haba very clearly. That would make a lot more sense. And the Gemara says no. So obviously that's not enough. Elimishum de isbe pasechas yadecha. Or that's not the reason the Gemara thinks at this point. Ela mishum disbe pasechas yadecha. It's because of the pasuk pasechas yadecha, the famous pasuk about parnasa. Hashem opens up your hands, and he gives masbiel chol chayrotzon. He gives every living being. He satiates them. He gives them what they need. So the Gemara then asks, well, if that's the case, if it's based on the pasuk of Parnasa, Neima Halal HaGadol, Dechsiv Bein Noisin Lechem L'chol Basar. So let's say the pasuk of Noisin Lechem L'chol Basar. right, Halagadol, that capital, which is also has a pasuk of Parnasa. Why do we choose Tehillah LeDavid? Elamishum de isbe tarti. So the Gemara concludes it must be that the special thing about Tehillah LeDavid is that it has a combination of the two. Both it has Aleph Beis and it has Parnasa. Paseches Yadecha. Says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Ha'olam haba hu ha-tehillah ha-elyona. Olam haba is the higher or supernal praise, the highest praise. Mikor kol ha-ta'anugim. It is the source of all the pleasures. Hashem roim pisgoson hu ha-tehillah va-shevach. Okay, olam haba is the source of all the tanugim, right? We get that from the beginning of Masiyas Yisharim, right? Shuhu ha-mokum ma'idu na'gol, right? That's the place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to list anig. So that's the place for anig. It's the source of all tanugim. Hashem irim pisgosanu tehila, which the peak of all tanugim is the tehila v'ashevech limisha amar v'haya olam. The peak, the biggest pleasure in the world is to praise God. That's the biggest pleasure in the world is to praise, sing Hashem's praises. Misha Amar Vayolam, to the one who said the world shall be. Vahakora Begadlusa Yisbarach, and the recognition of the greatness of Hashem. So obviously it doesn't mean just singing the praises, it means when the singing of the praises is coming is an extension of the inner realization, right? And that epiphany of realizing Hashem's greatness. When it comes out, it's not just that we go through the motions or we know we have to sing God's praise or we know that it's the right thing to do. No, when it's really coming out in the truest sense, right? You're behind every real word you're saying. You have that recognition of God's greatness. Shemitoichan makirim v'royam. That from within that, from within them, you mean from those pleasures, I guess. Or no, from the tehil and the shevach. Makirim v'royam. You recognize and see. When you realize that the entire universe, the entire existence, from the beginning to the end, from Aleph to Tav, so Aleph to Tav represents from beginning to end, Mizbatel is Ladina, that entire universe, the whole Aleph through Tav, is Mizbatel to its master, Adon Kol Olamim Baruch Hu, the master of all the worlds. Now it's very interesting, right? In the Kisvei Kabbalah, the Arizal has this kavan a number of times. Aleph, the word S, okay, he uses actually by Baruch Atah at the beginning of Shemona Esrei. Yeah, we have a siddur here. Siddur Rashash. So, right. So he uses in the word ata, he gives a kavana to be mechavin on the 22 oisius harimuzim ba aleph tuf shel ata that are hinted to in the aleph tuf of ata, because aleph tuf together represents the whole spectrum of the letters from aleph through tuf. Now it's interesting what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying, because Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is saying that when we see the Havaya, the world, the universe, the existence, in its entirety, from the beginning to the end, from the Aleph to Tav is Mizbatel, it's nullified, it becomes, you know, absorbed into Hashem, to the master of all the world. The word S, which is Aleph to Tav, is always a Lashon of Bittel. It has no meaning of its own. It's always just attached to some word. It's always bottle to another word. Right? So it's interesting that that's actually the essence of the word S in the Torah. Okay?
Essence.
Okay. So this is the first thing. So the first thing is, says Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, that the biggest tainug, the source of all tainug is, really, ultimately, is the bittul, is the recognition how everything is bittul to Adon Kol Olamim, the Misha Amar V'Haya Olam. Now, okay, let's go weiter, and then we'll go back. Mi shemargish et ha-tehila hazot shalosh pa'amim bayom. Somebody who feels this praise three times a day, liragle kol ha-shinuyim shemitavim b'meshach hayom, right, over the course of all changes that occur over the course of the day. In other words, the three is explaining what the three times is about. The three times represents the idea that we go through basically three periods of time, it's three is always beginning, middle, and end. So it represents the recognition that we have this recognition at the beginning, middle, and end of the day. Right? So if you're able to have that recognition, you know, sometimes you can wake up with that recognition, like, wow, I'm alive, Baruch Hashem. You know? And then you can lose it over the course of the day because you're going through the regular things of life, which can busy your mind and your soul and your feelings. You can have difficult things, and like it kind of rubs away a little bit, that feeling. But if you can go through the entire day from the beginning to the end with that feeling of hakara in the Rabbeinu Shleilam, the tehillah, and in all of them you will be able to say and sing the praises of Hashem. Ben Olam Haba, then you're a Ben Olam Haba. You're a pretty good guy. You're going to be there. Because already here, while you're in Olam Hazeh, you are nourishing from the rays of the sweetness of Olam Haba. But that's what Olam Haba is about. You're experiencing it here. Very similar to what it says, right, that if you Mishmas Abel, right, Bechurbanos Yerushalayim, Zoyche V'roya B'simchasos, Farshim and Medayik, it doesn't say that he's going to be Zoyche. If you mourn over the Churban of Yerushalayim, it says he is meriting and seeing. That's the diktuk of the words. It doesn't say he's going to merit, seeing the comfort of Yerushalayim, the building of Yerushalayim, right? It says he's meriting because he's in the experience. If you're able to experience the avelus of it, so that means you're really already, you're tied to the mikdash, you're tied to Yerushalayim, and that means you have an experience of it as an existing thing now, right? There's an aspect of you actually, it's for you, it's right there. And that's the pain of it, right? It's kind of what's the biggest pain right after a person is nifter? It's that feeling that the person is still here with me, but is not. Mesa muta lefanav is the deepest, biggest, most horrendous pain. So the person is can't even do mitzvahs because it's not shaykh b'chol mitzvah, right? And as the avelus goes on, the nifter gets further and further away, right? So it's that paradoxical feeling that the person is so here and so not. Those two things are two sides of one coin. So if the person is feeling the avelus of the Chorban, then it's because he feels the Beis HaMikdash right here now. Beis HaMut Lefanav, it's still here. So he's actually seeing, in a certain sense, a building of the Beis HaMikdash in his internal world. Okay, so similarly, I'm just bringing it as a dogma. Similarly, if the person is living with the Tehillah and Shevach of the Rabbeinu Shlom throughout his day, every day, he is certainly tapping into Olam Haba as he's here now. So he's certainly a Ben Olam Haba. V'zeh ma shemuvtachu, and that is what is assured. Haynu haragosha b'zivu v'nayam. It's that feeling in the shine and the sweetness and the pleasantness of Olam Haba. That is what he is assured to have. Kimoy shachila gashmis hi amazin shelaguf. So this is the first paragraph, really, or what is this, officially, the first two paragraphs. He's really explained to us now the Aleph Atuf aspect. Okay, the Aleph Atuf aspect. Now he's going to explain the second aspect that is mentioned in the Gemara, which is the Pesechas Yodecha, the Parnasa aspect. Kemoisha Achila Gashmes, he amazin shalaguf. The same way that the physical eating is what nourishes the body. So too, the praise of Hashem is the spiritual nourishing factor and the inner, right, the inner nourishment of all the worlds. That's a big statement, right? The achila hagashmis is the mezin of the guf, and the tehillah, the praise of Hashem, is the spiritual mezin of all the worlds, which actually makes sense, right? Because what do? When we eat, we make a bracha. We make a bracha, birchas hananin, birchas hashevach afterwards. No, right? I don't know, birchas hashevach, but it has an aspect of shevach, right? So that is, you know, famous Arizal, which we've mentioned in the past. Kiloy lechem levado yichya ha'adam. It's not just on the physical part of the bread. Kiloy kol moitzafi Hashem yichya ha'adam. Right? It's the recognition that there's a chelik of elokus. There's something of God in this. Right? This is coming from the moitzafi Hashem. Arizal says lechem is three times shem havaya, three times yud kei vav kei, 78 lechem. Right? So. It's that recognition. It's our recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this food, kiviyochol, I'm saying, right? So that is the pnimius, right? That's the pnimius being made in the neshama, and the pnimius of all the worlds. Vatehila shal yedei akara amuka b'das Hashem, the praise that is through the deep recognition in knowing Hashem. Hi ha'azana makor achius lo chalai lomim. It is the nourishment and the source of life to all the worlds. Mehazana zu nimshachot gam kol hazanot hagashmiot b'chiyutan. It's from this nourishment that are drawn all the physical nourishments and their life. So that means that even the physical nourishment is coming ultimately from the spiritual nourishment. Okay, so that what's really happening, right, is that there's just this like kind of like one line of nourishment, and the bottom of that line of nourishment is the physical, but it comes kind of absorbed and wrapped up in the spiritual until it kind of fragments down here when we eat it, where the spiritual goes to the neshama and the physical goes to the physical, to the body. And then when everything is drawn down to the physical world, then the partsuf is completed in perfection and completion. The partsuf, the system, right, the spiritual system, the wholeness is completed. And then the praise is complete, worthy of its name. So now we have the second aspect of this Gemara. The idea of parnasa, okay, the physical parnasa p'seches yadecha, right, is really an extension of the spiritual parnasa, the spiritual shefa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you have that entire chiyus, when you have all the chiyus hagashmas and the chiyus haruchnis, that gives you a complete tehillah. That allows you to really fully praise Hashem. If you only have half, you only have half the story. If it's all spirituality, so there's something missing from the picture. If it's all physicality, something's missing from the picture. When you have them both, so now you have now you're properly praising Hashem. Tehillah zu, this praise, he oynege oylam haba, is the pleasures of oylam haba. That are mixed from, they're blended from the two mighty mishte asagot adirot makifot, from the two mighty and over and all encompassing hasagas, understandings. Hatihilah me'alef atof, one is the praise from alef atof, which we spoke about, the and the tehillah, the praise that is drawing life and nourishment to all the aspects. So Olam Ha, the pleasures of Olam Haba are blended from these two hasagas. One is the tehillah of Ma'alif Atof, that everything is battled to that Adonai Olamim. And the second thing is, the second part of the tehillah is that the tehillah is Mamshicha. Tehillah draws down Chayim and Chiyus to everyone, to all bechinas, to all aspects, physical, spiritual. Now, ruchnius vagashmius, Lachen muftach leishu ben alim abba. Therefore, he's muftach. He's assured to be a ben alim abba. Mishum dis beitarte, because he has two things. If he says this Tehillah leDavid, which encompasses these two aspects, he's going to be for sure a ben alim abba, because he is getting the completion of Tehillah. The completion of Tehillah. And it's a little bit abstract. A little bit.
Is there something unique about Tehillah more than any other expression of praise or Tehillah?
That's a very good question. I mean, he does add in, even when he says it at the beginning, Tehillah v'ashevach. So he doesn't focus specifically on the word Tehillah. I had that same thought, and I actually looked up, and I only had like a minute to like tonight, looked at the word Tehillah in one of my Sfarim, Shemus Nedofim, and did that cipher that I looked up, didn't have it. But I was actually interested to see what's the difference between that word and other words. But Tzarchi, and could look into that. But particularly the word Tehillah, what is interesting is that Rizal points out, and in Shar Kavanot, in Shar Kavanos, and he also, the Rosh Hash brings this as a Kavana, that Tehillah is the gematria of Emes with the Kolel. Okay, and that's the Rizal puts that into his Kavanos. Okay, particularly he says that Tehillah, the word Tehillah, represents Malchus. And we've spoken about Malchus many times. Malchus is really revelation of Hashem. And the revelation of Hashem is when the creation recognizes Hashem. So when we are praising Hashem, that is the biggest revelation of Malchus that there is. That is the completion of the Malchus. So, but what is the chaysam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is Emes. In other words, the truth. Right, the chosim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you want to, what does it mean that's the chosim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you want to put the Ein Sof into one word, if you want to put the HaKadosh Baruch Hu into one word, the word is Emes. Which, by the way, is Aleph through Tuf with the Mem in the middle. That's the Aleph through Tuf of Ashrei. Right? That's the Emes, says the Arizal.
The Mem is Malchus.
Huh?
The Mem and Ashrei.
Mem could be the Malchus. Very nice. Yeah. Which is the center on which it all revolves. So it's actually quite fascinating, and that's Rabbi Yaakov Meir. I'm going to point this out because I always point this out. His terminology is exact; it's always kabbalistically based. When he speaks about the Aleph through the Tav, that recognition, he takes it to the last words of that paragraph: mitbatelet la'adona. That the whole existence from Aleph through Tav becomes nullified to its master, Adon Kol Olamim Baruch Hu. That's the lashon of Ado. Noi, Adoin, that's Malchus. That is the term for Malchus. So it's very, very exact what he's saying. That this, and that's exactly what the Arizal is saying. Tehillah, he says, is Malchus, which is, and we're giving Emes to the Malchus. I'm exactly the Lashon of, let's have the Shark of Onus is right here, right? We're in the right place for this. Tehillah leDavid, Obotechaven, you should be mechaven lachtom haMalchus, to sign off the Malchus bechosim emes. Actually, that's his lush with the signature, the seal of emes. Ki Tehillah yaMalchus kaneh, because Tehillah is the Malchus, as is known. Vine Tehillah beGematria emes. Tehillah is in the Gematria of emes. Imakoilo shel Tehillah, with the koil of Tehillah. Okay, so that's what Rechemesh is saying on that aspect. Then you have the second aspect. You have the second aspect, which is the Hamshachas Achius, the mozin, the Cholchai, Ruchnis and Gashmias. So I want to mention like this. The Marsha already, on the Gemara of the Brachas, and the Shibboleth Leket brings it as part of the idea of why we say Ashrei, what the Gemara says. So he brings out the Marsha. The Marsha says that the Aleph Beis is a remez lelimud ha-Torah. Shenitna b'chof beis oisir shel Torah, which was given with the 22 letters of the Torah, right? And really, by the way, Rabbi Yaakov said also, we've spoken this in the past, b'dvor Hashem nitzav ha-shamayim, says the Baal HaTanya, it's the oisius, right? The whole Bria, everything is Aleph Beis. Everything is Aleph Beis. That's why Lashon HaKadosh is the milhus of the Bria. And that Aleph Beis is the Torah, right? That's the Torah is made up of that Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis remes, and therefore the Aleph Beis is a remes to Liman HaTorah, which was given with the 22 Oseus of the Torah. V'hi mazen ha-nefesh, says the Marsha. And that is the mazen of the nefesh. Lachin b'zeh ha-mizmor onu m'shabchu m'oidim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, in this mizmor we praise and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu on his chesed, which is without pause, that he gives misapek lanu tamid, that he's always giving us two types of mazon that we need: the mazon of the nefesh and the mazon of the guf. That's the ruchnis agashmis, the way the Marshal learns. So the Marshal learns that these two aspects, the aleph through tav, is the Torah, the mazon ruchni, and the pasach siyadecha is the mazon gufni. Yaakamesh is saying a little bit differently, right? A similar yisoid, but he's putting both these two yisoidis in the parnasa, meaning the shefa, when it's the aspect of shefa ruchni and shefa gashmi, he's putting all in the pasach siyadecha. And the first shlav, the first thing of aleph beis, he's saying, is just the realizing that the whole bria is bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, to understand that, let's see how much time we have here. Okay, so maybe we'll work backwards. Rav Kook, on this Gemara, Rav Kook has a very, very beautiful sefer. I very highly recommend anyone that wants to learn really geshmaka sefer on the Agadatas of Maseches Brachas and Maseches Shabbos. He has a sefer called Ein Ayah. Ein Ayah is Rav Kook's biur, and actually he's marach in his akdama why it's a biur and not a perish. He explains the difference between biur and perish. Perish is just commentary, just to explain what's there, to open up. The air is from Lashon of well, to go down and take the depths out of what's written in there. So this is not a perish, it's a be'er, it's a beer that's coming to get to, you know, from the wellsprings of the Agadatas. It's really fascinating stuff. In any case, so on this Gemara, he brings one beer that he gives, and then he adds a second one, which I think is really the same idea that Rabbi Akamash is giving, and that's why I want to say it, because it kind of brings it down more. And he's mocked him, it's like this: Ubi aldusi amarti. This is what he said: in my childhood I said. I don't know if childhood is literal here or it's in his youth. I don't, you know, so we know Gemara uses that lashon by Rebbe, Bialduse Mekasover, Zikduse Mekasover, so it's hard to know if it's literal or non-literal. In any case, so he says, Bialduse Amarti, Ki emunas chidusha oilam, Meir Shevach Sheyesh Bo Aleph Beis. The belief in the world being created, right, shows the praise that has in it Aleph Beis, meaning that through the letter of the Torah, Hashem created the world. So those taps into the Marsha. The Aleph Beis signifies the Emuna in Chiddush Olam, because the Aleph Beis of the Torah was used to create the world, like it says, because Shmuel looked in the Torah and created with it the world. So that's what Aleph did, and he brings the Zohar for that. The Isa Bakdamas Zohar. Like it says in the beginning of the Zohar, the preface of the Zohar, Akdama the Zohar. The Omnam. However, so that's one aspect, which again, that point that he said is mamish exactly like the Masha, except that he's being Moisef, he's adding one Nakuda. That the idea of Aleph Beis and Ashrei is giving us the concept of the Emuna of a Kadosh Baruch created the world. Chiddush Ha'olam. But Yesh Minim, Omnam Yesh Minim, there are Pikarsim, there are heretics. She'omru ozav Hashem es ha'oretz, that Hashem left the world. Al kein, therefore, sorech she'tilaveh emunas achidush emunas hashkacha. So you need alongside the emunas achidush. It's not enough to believe that Hashem created the world. You need another emun alongside that, and that's the emunas hashkacha, the belief that Hashem runs the world. He's actively and intimately involved in the world. And then then he will be a person who is complete and wholesome with the proper hafas of a believing Jew, and he will be assured olam haba. And that is what Pesach HaSyadecha shows me, that he's involved in the world. He's constantly giving. He's constantly providing for the world. So it's beautiful. These are the two aspects of Aleph Beis, is Chiddush Ha'olam, belief in the Chiddush Ha'olam. Pesach HaSyadecha is belief in the Ashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. You have those two Yesoidus, then you have the whole thing. I'll just add, we know that there are three Yesoidus, right? I'm saying the Marsha actually in Rosh Hashanah, but by Malchus Zichronis v'Shefaros, based on Sefer Yikarim, it brings the Sefer Yikarim, right? What are the three? Briasa Emuna in the creation of the world, Emuna Emuna in the Torah, and Emuna in Schar V'Einish. Yeah, so Schar V'Einish really also is connected to Hashgacha. And okay, it's a different breakup. In any case, but so Maisa, that's the way Rav Kook is using these two things. I think what Rav Kook is saying comes out to the same thing as Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. The first aspect that Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says of Aleph Beis is his batlus of the world to the Bari Olam, meaning it's all Hashem's. This is Hashem's. That's like similar to Rav Kook. It's parallels Rav Kook's Emuna in the Chiddush Olam, which is personified by the Aleph Beis of Ashrei of Tehillul Adavit. The second thing is the Amshachas Hamazin, Mechias, to all the worlds, Ruchnias and Gashmias, all the aspects of the spiritual and the physical. That is Keneged, Ashkacha, that Rav Kook mentions. So I think these two Perushim really kind of, or Biurim, really parallel each other very strongly. Okay, I think we have enough time to take a quick peek at the first Perush. It's short. The first parish, just to add another, what Rav Kook says, another thing over here. He says, "Ha'achana, the preparation, she'achina adam atzmo el ha'shleimus ha'amitis, tia b'emtzo shnei dvarim." The preparation that a person needs to prepare himself for the true shleimus has to be through the medium of two things. Ha'echad, one is, she'yor lo'y ora ha'seich v'anaveh ma'atera k'desh l'tasas k'ineh, that the light of the intellect that flows from the Torah to know his master, right, has to illuminate to him, has to lighten him up. Right, the Ora Seichel, which comes from the Torah, right, has to be made by him that he should know his Creator. V'asheni, the second thing is Shelo Yilam Afriya Mitirdas Olam Hazeh. He shouldn't have anything stopping him from the Tirdas of Olam Hazeh. V'nei Af Misha Or Seichel Tamanima. Even somebody who's the light of his Seichel is always there. He's a very intellectual, very smart person. His Seichel is always there, right? Efshe Sheyivsha V'yita Midera Yasha the Tirdas Amatridas Olam. He can be Peshea and lean away from the straight path because of the tremendous tirdus that bother him throughout the day. What helps a person, what saves a person from getting washed away with the tirdus and losing the Derech HaYashar and losing his understanding and realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That is the Midah of Bitachon. The Midah of Bitachon in Hashem, that's what holds the person steadfast, even through the tough times. Al kein, af kinis gavah shevak shenema balfa beta. Therefore, even though the praise is that was said with the Aleph Beis is very exalted, is high, shekoyil kol yisisat Torah, because it includes in it all the letters of the Torah. Uvezgulas amiros and yiru alav oyer satirik doish bichlalam. And in the school of saying them, all the iris of the Torah in general are going to illuminate him. So here he's also adding something, like almost Derech Agav, that when you say a pasuk per letter, there's actually a certain, like the iris of the whole Torah, in a general sense, are pouring down onto you. Im kol zeh, nevertheless, od lo hagiya l'chefetz, he still hasn't gotten to the desired, right, result. Ad she'agam ken shalom b'bitachon, until he's also going to be shalom in bitachon. You could have a gevaldik seichel, but if you don't have bitachon, the person's not gonna he's gonna fall. But bitachon atzma od lo yo'ilo, and the bitachon itself also won't help him. Kim biyosei ayidei menuchas nafshe mishdalim v'dasas koyne kolah shetuchal nafshe eis meres atayir shetuchal lechilam. Bitachon itself is not enough. That also won't help a person unless, together with the bitachon, he has as much Torah as he can. Right? That's what he says. Through the Menuchas HaNefesh that comes through knowing as much and gathering to himself as much of the Oiris HaTorah as the person can. What's in his capability? You need the two things. Bitachon and fill yourself up with as much Oiris HaTorah as you can. Al kain, therefore, azu muftach leilam abo b'yoyis b'yishne eile. Therefore, that's the person who's muftach leilam abo when he has both these things. Shekoyne li deitila the David ha'omer b'alfa beta. He's koined through the tehillah of David that is said with the Aleph Beis. B'yesh by paseches yadecha, and it also has paseches yadecha ha'meiras bitachon, which is mayor to the person with an ayin, right? Notes to the person the bitachon, or meisir satirda, or awakens, I should say, awakens the bitachon in the person, and removes the tirda, the busyness, right, the bothers, sheyuchalius mishtalim, in order that he will be able to become perfect, complete, kefi hasagas ar sichlai, according to the hasaga, the understanding of the light of his intellect. That's another beer. The self phase represents, I would say in a nutshell, the hishtalmus haseichel, the intellectual perfection, as much as each person has his own level that he can get, right? But his intellectual perfection, which comes through the aleph beis of Torah. And the second thing is bitachon. You need that, the bitachon that Hashem provides for everyone, provides everything. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The merging together of these two factors is what turns the person into a ben olam haba. So the, you know, three mahalchim which we saw, four mahalchim even, which we saw, which kind of boil down to, I would say, two. You know, you have the marsha, aleph beis is mazan hanefesh of Torah. The second one is mazan haguf paseiches yadecha. We have Rabbi Yaakov Moshe that the aleph beis is the bittul, is the entire bria, is misbatal to the ein sof. That hakara is the tehillah of olam haba. But there's also another aspect of tehillah, which is the fact that it's mamshech mazon to all ruchnius and gashmius. Those two hasagas together is the tehillah that brings a person the full tehillah. And we tap that into Rav Kook's shot of Yaldus, which he said as emunas hachidush, is the aleph beis is the emunas hachidush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world believing that, and showing us the belief in the hashkacha is through the paseches yadecha. And the last thing we saw was Rav Kook's saying that the intellect is through the aleph beis of the Torah, and you need alongside that the bitachon, which is through the paseches yadecha. Any questions or aras? Everybody's blown away. They're already in olam haba. Yeah.
How does one stay focused between the three ashrays?
Yeah, that's the bitachon. That's the bitachon of ashray.
So the article says here you must have kavana,
right? It says you have to go back. That's
why,
like,
is Pesach HaSedecha more that bechina stronger than the Aleph Atof bechina?
That's a good question.
According to Yaakov Moshe, it makes sense because this is where it all comes through, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the truth of the matter is the Pesach HaSedecha, according to everyone, well, I don't know according to everyone, but according to Rav Kook's Mahalchalis, right? If you're believing in the Hashgacha of Hashem, so it's kind of coil in it also the Muna that he created the world. It doesn't have to be, but it does seem to indicate that Hashem created the world too, if he's the one running the world. Again, it doesn't have to be, like there's the whole Mar Nebuchadnezzar, whatever about this, but you know, so that might be an answer, but it's a good Ha'ara. At the end of the day, it's a good Ha'ara. Right? But it's a Ha'ara in Chazal, it's a question of Chazal. Since these two factors are both so important and central, so why do we have to? We'll leave it as a tarachian. Why dafka pesach
ziyadecha? Can't be more than one apostle, I think.
Right, we can't handle more.
Right. And the partial answer. I remember years ago someone hanging up in the.
Yeah, hold on one second. Hold on. Yeah, so what were you saying?
I remember years ago. I think it goes here after that. I might be wrong. There was someone put up in the yeshiva, in gates of yeshiva, in the dining room. Photocopy of something where he said Taka, the etzem ekadin should have been there if you want kavanah Hashem, you have to repeat whatever, the whole thing.
You have to repeat the whole thing, any pasuk.
The shameless, you can't do that. So the one part, the Taka is no shame Hashem, I'm saying to them. So that one, if you, because you got this extra kavanah, it's different kavanah, yeah? So they said repeat it. It should have been to repeat the whole thing
because it's full of shameless of Hashem. So what's the problem of saying it again? Because you might not have kavanah the next time. Also, you're like, you might getting yourself into
the point of this shtickle was etzem. You meant to have full kavanah the whole way through. Don't think only in, which partially answers what he's saying.
Yeah.
So we should have. I don't remember what.
Okay.
Was. think it was Rabbeinu Sanhedrin.
Rabbeinu Sanhedrin.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably it's only 20 some years.
Very good. All right. Good luck.
Okay.